I know our oldest daughter was 4 when our youngest daughter was born, and we were not used to it anymore. Gee whiz, diapers and bottles and noises in the night. And,
what do you think about us? Our youngest will be 14.
Oh, he hadn't been too well ever since he came. Doctor said he's picky little green to start with. So, then about Christmas time he had a spell, pretty bad. He kept him in the hospital for a week.
Oh my.
It seemed like he had a hard time ever getting started.
Is this your big boy?
No,
that's a baby.
Yeah. He had a lot.
He looks hearty and healthy.
Well, he began to do good now since we changed doctors. And the doctor said, keep him in the hospital a week. And he said, if you let him out, he'll be a different boy. Oh, he was right, you know. He hasn't been the same.
Well, I'll be back. Yeah. That's kind of pleasant, isn't it?
It sure
is. He was bad shape. He was so anemic and he was sick for about 4 months. Just trying to get sort of what could carry him back to a cold. And
he's white as sheet.
He's got white sheet.
Was he on antibiotics, any?
All the time, just medicine. But this doctor we had was old and he didn't believe in giving any shots.
Uh-huh.
He never gave a shot.
You care for a glass of water?
Coffee?
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
It was bad.
Yeah, I had mine too, just after I got my flu shot.
You couldn't get over it. It just seemed like it hung on you.
I was lucky. I kicked mine in a few days.
Dad takes them cold shots all the time. He think it helped him. Now, the doctor said it helped some people, some it don't, but I notice he don't have a cold like he used to. He just can't stand a cold. His old lungs all messed up. He get a bad cold, that's it for him. So they recommend cold shots all the time. Yeah.
Well, I don't like them. But I like what they do. I'll gamble on them if they don't do any good with that. All I can do is try, and I'll stick with them.
And them cold pills, they'll use them cold pills and get along pretty good with them.
I don't know. I'm strong for prevention.
Mm-hmm.
If it's possible, I'll go give it a try.
You got that thing turned off yet?
Doesn't make any difference. I turned it off and just turned it back on.
I thought they make a shot of coffee.
Thought I might just well let her go.
Oh, we're going along pretty good, aren't we?
Yeah, we're doing pretty well. Well, we got all this and we got this too. See, we pick up a bonus here as we go along.
You should have done this, honey. I had a lot of fun doing that.
Oh, I can't listen to all of it.
Yeah, the only thing dirty I've asked him so far is a word for the outdoor toilet.
That's what I told him. What do you call a new kid?
There we go.
Huh?
You know, it's funny how that term varies. Some people will say, well, some people will be offended by one term that other people use all the time.
Yeah.
And this offensive business will just change back and forth. One of the things I'm asking that crazy question for is to find out which term is offensive where.
You'll take that back over to college?
Well, you do. Not at college, so they can listen to the different speeches or
anything. No, I've been pretty careful not to let anybody else hear this. Since, well...
This coffee is like Southern coffee. That's the way they drink it. And I don't know if you can drink it or not.
Are you sure?
No.
Free?
It is strong.
Is this like Chester's?
Just about.
Thank you.
Just about.
Oh boy.
I like coffee. I like coffee.
That looks good.
Do you want some sugar for you?
No, thank you.
Warm water. Just a minute.
Oh, this house is terrible. Ashamed of it.
Yeah, we got kids.
I need a spoon.
Nuts.
Well, it might be pretty warm.
I'm a clean living fella. You're gonna let it cool off with a spoon, huh? You know, some guy wrote a doctoral dissertation on the proper point to add your cream and sugar in coffee to get the maximum amount of cooling.
I've seen some guys uptown buy a cup of coffee and then they put ice in it.
Yeah, I've done that if I'm in a hurry. And
I like coffee. I like it real warm. Just try to warm you in the stand.